Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Busy week around EverBank Field. A lot happening after the regular season. We'll start off with a tough decision for Gus Bradley. Bob Babich out as defensive coordinator. It's tough because these guys go back to North Dakota State.
Well, you know, what gets lost in this business is that it's about relationships at the end. And a lot of times it's, you know, hiring an assistant here or moving on there. But I did the Meet Me at the 50 event back in October with the Jaguars Women's Association. And you could just see afterwards, you know, how close Nancy and Michaela are. So, you know, the human interest side of this story gets lost a lot, but that had to be an incredibly difficult drive to the stadium for Gus, knowing he was going to have to let his friend go.
Yeah, probably one of the toughest decisions he'll ever make as a head coach. And that aside, I also think it was tough from a football standpoint, because Gus and Bob were in lockstep in terms of what they wanted to run. I don't think this was a case where Bob Babich was going off by himself and doing things that Gus didn't like. I thought there was an element of that when Jed Fish left last year that they didn't see eye to eye. I think Gus and Bob see eye to eye. I think it was basically Gus's defense. And I'm sure there's part of Gus saying, you know, what happened on the field really isn't on Bob. But at the same time, fresh set of eyes, new approach, new blood, whatever. It did feel like it, on that level, even from a perception standpoint, it had to be done. But I don't think that Gus Bradley sitting there looking at Bob Babich going, boy, what an awful job you did.
Well, let's start off with a fresh set of eyes. That's what they're looking for right now, looking for the new defensive coordinator. But what else needs to change on defense? Are there scheme adjustments? Are there personnel issues? John, where do you end this change?
You know what I'm doing right now?
Okay.
Put my hand down and rushing the passer.
Okay.
That's what's got to happen. I mean, everything else is great. Even free safety is great. Scheme-wise is great. But at some point in this league, you have to be able to go get the quarterback, affect the quarterback. Whatever they run, you got to do that.
Speed. They need more speed all around.
So you're saying this won't do it?
Oh, no, that'll fix it. But I can't do the same thing you do.
Oh, you got a table anyway.
All right. They need this, right? Master of the obvious. But beyond that, speed.
Let's flip it over to the other side of the ball now. The offense had a pretty strong season in spots. Of course, the quarterback set some records this year. The wide receiver is the first alternate for the Pro Bowl, and Allen Robinson. How good is this group, though, heading into this offseason?
Absolutely not good enough yet. And they're really a whole lot better than they were last year. But I've said it about Blake Bortles and about the offense in general. If they cap out now, then it's not enough. First year, second year, that's what everybody's talking about. First year guys and now second year, those first year Olsen's offense. Huge improvements. But they've got to run the ball better and they have to be more efficient and they can't have as many interceptions. So it's all great, but if you can't score in the first half, which those things contributed to, this group was very good. But if it's going to be a playoff team, it's not just defense. This offense has to be more efficient.
They'll be better when Brandon Linder comes back, and they've got Can, who you heard Dave Caldwell say he played as well as any rookie lineman he's been around. They got to run the ball better. And I know when TJ was out there, he had some moments. But when I look at Blake Bortles, I see a guy who can maximize his potential in play action. Mm-hmm. And too often this year, there wasn't the threat of the run to go with it.
Well, by the end, nobody thought they were going to run.
Absolutely.
So play action wasn't going to work.
So
there was no respect the last 3 weeks for it.
And you will be better when Brandon Linder comes back.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot better. I thought they missed him tremendously this year in short yarded situations. And we lost sight of that because it was way back in week two that he got injured. But they've got to run the ball better.
Got to get that pass rush going on defense. Let's go. Everybody, all right? Brian?
I'll be the quarterback.
A lot to get done in this offseason, which is now officially underway on Jags of the Roundtable.